Happy New Year, everyone. Okay. Ito ang bagong taon, simula ng bagong taon sa simbahan. The liturgical year does not start with January 1. It starts with the first Sunday of Advent. Okay? So we are now on a new year, and as we start another year, we begin today. Ang paglalakbay natin itong taon na to, mag-uumpisa sa araw na ito. Okay? So, first thing we have to understand, Advent is not Christmas. Okay? We always associate this season with Christmas, and sometimes because we just mix it with Christmas, we don't celebrate Advent. Advent is not Christmas. Sa Pilipinas kasi, pagpasok ng Ber, yung mga Ber months, kakanta na yung Christmas carols. Hindi pa nga tayo nagpepiesta ng mga patay, kumakanta na tayo ng mga Christmas songs. Okay? Ang pinakamahabang Christmas season ay nasa Pilipinas. It starts with September 1. It ends somewhere in January. Depende kung saan ka sa Pilipinas. Okay? So September, October, November, December, January, 5 months ang Christmas sa atin. Okay? But we all know that Christmas is just 12 days. And just before Christmas, we have 4 Sundays of Advent. And we have to realize that Advent is very important. It is not about Christmas. Advent is about preparation for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Advent is not a preparation for Christmas. Advent is a preparation for the Lord who promised that He will come again. Do you believe Jesus will come again? Okay, dapat. Kasi minsan sa sobrang tagal, nawawala na ng trust natin sa Kanya. If you cannot believe Jesus will come again, then you will not believe many of His promises. He promised to heal you. He promised to prosper you. He promised to take care of you. But if He cannot keep His promise to come again, then He will not be able to keep His promises to you. That's why every year we look forward, we anticipate, we believe Christ will come again because He promised it. If you believe that Jesus will come again, then you will believe that Jesus will heal you as well. Jesus will bless you as well. Jesus would prosper you as well. Amen? Because there is never, never a promise that God will not fulfill. So pag hindi na tayo nananampalataya na babalik si Jesus ulit, kalimutan na rin natin yung ibang promesa niya. Okay? That's why we have to focus on His coming again, because that is something we are anticipating in our life. Amen? Now, we have the 4 candles here. And the 4 candles represent the 4 virtues or attitude. First candle that we light is hope, representing hope. The second candle represents faith. The third candle represents joy. And then the fourth represents love. So those are the 4 attitude that we need to cultivate in our life. And so this Advent, as we start another year, as we start a new year in our life, it is important that we start it with the right attitude. Amen? Amen? Pag hindi na kaagad mabuti yung attitude natin, buong taon, ganyan ka. Okay? That's why if this is a new year for us, a new beginning for us, it is only important that we start it with the right attitude. And what is the right attitude when you start your life? You always start with the attitude of hope. Kaya palaging unang kandila na sisindihan natin is the candle of hope. Okay? That is very important. Because if we are not careful every day, we are aware of what is happening around us. Nakatutok tayo sa mga bagay-bagay sa palibot natin. In our nation alone, pag tinitingnan natin yung bayan natin, what do you see around you? We see flooding around us. Kaya nung first reading, gospel reading natin ngayon, it starts with, as in the days of Noah. I relate to that. Kasi baha. Okay, ano ba yung sa days ni Noah? What happened significant in Noah's time? It was the flooding. And today we're facing that. And some people say, natural sa Pilipinas, pag tag-ulan, babaha. Eh kung natural yan sa atin, why are we spending billions and billions for flood control? Because pwede nating solusyonan ang pagbaha. Ang pag-ulan, hindi natin makontrol yan. Amen? No one can control the rains. But we can control the effect of the rains. We spent billions and billions of pesos, pera ng taong bayan, para hindi tayo bahain. Umulan man, walang baha. But today in the Philippines, you look around us, palaging may baha. At nagiging normal na. Okay? Nakikita ko sa mga memes sa YouTube, yung hanggang dito na yung tubig, nagluluto pa rin sila ng pagkain nila. Bakit normal na yung baha? Okay? Nakita niyo yung video na isang pamilya, nakaupo sila, hanggang bewang yung tubig, pero kain pa rin sila ng kain. Nagtatawanan sila. You know? It's a sad reality that in our time, we are surrounded by corruption. Ang cause ng baha sa atin, hindi naman yung ulan eh. Ang cause ng baha sa atin, yung korupsyon. Kung hindi kinurakot yung pera para sa flood control, sana uulan lang, walang baha. Dahil merong mga wise na mga tao, kinuha yung pera para sa flood control, ngayon walang control ang flood. And they keep on telling the Filipino, mahirap tayo, pagpasensyahan nyo na, kasi wala tayong pera. Sino lang sabi sa atin? People always remind us how poor we are. Why do they keep on telling us we are poor? So that they can steal from us. Para hindi na tayo magreklamo kung meron nagnanakaw sa atin. Amen? Amen? That's what people do. They tell us we're poor. Wala tayong magagawa. Mahirap lang tayo. Wala tayong magagawa. Tapos nakaw ng pera. Walang nagre-reklamo. Mabuti nga ngayon, medyo nagpaisip na yung mga tao ngayon. Maraming namatay nung last bagyo. I was in Cebu. At nakita ko yung mga dinaanan ng baha doon. Kawawa talaga. And it's just the product of corruption. Now, why do we start this year? Why we should start with the right attitude? Because if we are not careful, we will start this year with a bad attitude, and that will carry on throughout the year. That's why we should begin this new year with hope. Yes, there may be corruption and rampant everywhere in the Philippines. There may be floodings. There may be earthquakes. There may be so many things happening in our nation. But get what? What do I mean? With hope, I know something good is bound to happen. That is hope. Amen? That is hope. And hope always begins with vision. What do you see? That's why our first reading today, God was giving the people of Israel a vision. The mountain of the Lord. the mountain of the Lord will be raised up above all the mountains. What was the problem of Israel at that time nung sinabi ng Diyos yan? They were under the rule of other kingdoms. But God is saying to them, it may be so now, but one day, the mountain of the Lord, the kingdom of God, if you belong to it, it will be raised up above all the other kingdoms. Yan ang pinapakita ng Diyos sa kanila. And there is so much difference between what we are seeing now and what God would want us to see. Amen? That's why if we hope in the Lord, if there is hope in our hearts, then we should have a vision of that hope. We should picture that out in our mind and refrain from looking at the bad things around you. Minsan ang ginagawa natin araw-araw, naghahanap tayo ng mga bagay na masasama. Tinitingnan natin, oh, ito na naman. Sino sa iyo mahilig mag-follow up doon sa mga Blue Ribbon Committee hearings? Diba? Enjoy na enjoy tayo, ano? Tapos naiinis tayo, nagagalit tayo, ay ninakaw ang pera ko. We keep on watching the negativity that is in our nation. And if we keep on looking for negativity, that is what you will find always in your life. That's why Advent is a time we say, no, I'm not going to look at the negative things now. I would like to look at the positive things that God is saying. Yes, there may be corruption, there may be bad circumstances in our nation today, but I will look at what God said. I will look at what God said. Maybe right now in your life, you're struggling with finances. Maybe in your life right now, you're struggling with so many things. But you put your hope in God because He promised us He will take care of us. Regardless of the circumstances, God is able to take care of you. Saan tayo titingin? We look at the bad things? No. We have to look at the good things that God is saying. That's why the second reading that we have teaches us, watch, wake up, gumising kayo. And you watch. What will you watch? What will you look at? Don't look at the bad things all the time. Yes, hindi natin maiwasan, makikita mo talaga yung mga nangyayari sa mundo, nangyayari sa bayan natin. Yes, but you wake up and you watch not the bad things, but you watch for the good that God is going to do in our life. Amen? Amen. Yun ang titingnan natin. Hope needs to have a vision. You need to see yourself. What will your life be this year? What will your life be 5 years from now? What will your life be 10 years from now? A mental picture, that is what a vision is. And that is based on your hope. Pag wala kang pag-asa, walang paglaom, walang hope ang puso mo, then your vision is nothing. Ambition lang yan. But if there is hope in your life, may pag-asa, then you begin to have that vision. Begin to look at those things with the eyes of your mind. You look at the possibilities in your life, not the impossibilities, but the possibilities, the things that can be. Visualize them, see them in your mind. If you have hope in God, hope in Christ, then you should have that vision. Naalala ko, may nangliligaw, humingi ng advice sa akin. Sabi niya, Bishop, may nililigawan ako. Gustong gusto ko talaga. O sabi ko, baka laro-laro yan. Sabi niya, Bishop, hindi. Gusto ko talaga magiging asawa to. O sabi ko, bakit naman yan ang gusto mo sa lahat ng tao, sa lahat ng babae? Bakit yan ang gusto mo? Kasi maganda. Okay. Okay naman, di ba? Sino man naghahanap ng maganda? Sa mga lalaki. Sino naghahanap ng pangit? Wala din. Okay. Wala naghahanap ng maganda. Wala naghahanap ng pangit. Wala kang makikita pag ganyan ka. Okay? Kung naghahanap, may makikita. If you seek, you will find. Yeah. So ang advice niya, Bishop, anong gawin ko? Sabi ko, type mo ba talaga? Sabi niya, oh, maganda, mabait. Oh, yan, grabe, no? Maganda na, mabait pa. Tapos sabi ko, ano pa? Ano pa mga quality? Sabi niya, matalino. Ay, grabe. Pag nakakita ka ng babaeng maganda, okay na sana yun eh. Okay na yun. Maganda lang, okay na. Pero yung maganda na, mabait pa. Ay, grabe. Bonus talaga yan. Sabi nga nila, ang mabait lang yung pangit. Sino bang mababait dito? O, so wala nang mabait. Sabi niya, bihira yung babaeng maganda, mabait pa. Ay, nako, pag may nakita kayong maganda at mabait pa, huwag nyo nang pakawalan. May nakita na ba kayo? Okay. Ako meron. Hindi ko na pinakawalan. Tinali ko na kagad sa sarili ko. Maganda, mabait, eto pa, matindi, matalino. Nako, yun ang nakita niya. Sabi niya, Bishop, anong advice mo sa akin? Sabi ko, kung nakita mo na yung babaeng matalino, maganda, mabait, wala nang problema. Go get her, boy! Ayun na yung advice dyan. Sabi niya, may konting problema lang. Sabi ko, oo, may konting problema. Sabi ko, anong problema? Ayaw niya talaga sa akin. So tinanong ko, bakit, everything? Kasi malapit na siyang ikasal sa iba. So sabi ng babae, no, I have decided. In short, wala na siyang pag-asa. Kaya mga kapatid, tandaan niyo, pag walang pag-asa, wala nang kabuluhan ituloy mo. You see how important hope is? Kung walang pag-asang gagaling ka, eh, huwag ka na uminom ng gamot. Yung gamot mo is 50,000 per bayal. Eh, sabi ng doktor, wala nang pag-asang gagaling ka. So, anong kwenta ng gamot? Wala lang, para makainom ka lang. Huwag muna, itapon mo na yung gamot na yan. Diba? It will not heal you anymore. Right? Right? Mga nag-aaral, mga gustong magdoktor, mga gustong mag-abogado, ngayon, habang may pag-asa, mag-aral. Pero kung wala nang pag-asa talaga, magiging abogado ka. Wala nang pag-asa, magiging doktor ka. Ba't ka pa mag-aaral? Diba? Hindi nyo pa rin nakukuha. Kung wala ka ng pag-asang papakasalan ka ng babaeng gusto mo, ba't ka pa manliligaw? Diba? Diba? O sabi ni Sister Mimi. Tama. Salamat. Agree ka. Pag wala ng pag-asa, bakit ka manliligaw? Walang pag-asa. You only continue in that path if there is hope. Amen? Habang may pag-asa, patuloy. Amen? That's why it begins with hope. I have hope that our nation will become great again. I believe, because what is promised in the scripture is the nation whose God is the Lord, is blessed. Amen. I believe and I look forward to see our nation blessed. I would see our nation rising up above the other nations. That is my hope. That's why I continue to have that vision in my mind. Vision. Why? If you cannot imagine, you cannot do it. It starts with a mental picture. If you cannot imagine it, you cannot have it. Pero pag kaya mong isipin, kayang gawin yan pag yan ay naiisip mo. That's why we begin with our hope, with a vision. What is your vision for your life? Anong gusto mong marating sa buhay mo? Okay? Do you have? Sino sa inyo may pangarap? Okay. Pag walang pangarap, talo ka na kaagad. Mangangarap tayo. Di ba? Yung pangarap kasi hindi yan nakabase sa circumstance. Maraming nangangarap binabase sa pera. Mangangarap ka lang, pera mo pang titingnan mo. Kung mangangarap ako sa buhay ko at pera kong titingnan ko, mawawalan ako ng pag-asa. But I refuse to look at my circumstances. I vision my life improving. I vision my life changing. I vision my life transforming and becoming the person that God wants me to be. Without considering the circumstances around it. I may not have money. I may not have the educational background I need. I may not have the influence, but guess what? I have God. I have God in my life who promised me. That is the source of my hope. And because of my hope, I set a vision. Okay? So meron tayong vision. Importante yan, ha? Mag-uumpisa tayo itong taon na to. Sulat nyo anong vision mo, anong gusto mong makikita mo sa buhay mo. Then, vision is not enough. Kung meron kang vision, meron kang pag-asa, then you visualize, pwede pala, may pag-asa eh. No? May pag-asa pala akong sagutin. O di, manliligaw ako. Makikita ko sa isip ko, kinakasal kami sa simbahan. Yan ang vision mo. Pupunta kami sa altar. Now, if you have the hope, you have the vision, now you set your goal. And you plan to do your goal. Paplanuhin mo na ngayon. Okay? Iba sa inyo, hindi, medyo blanco yung isip. Ano? Ganito yan. Halimbawa lang. Ang katawan mo ay 40, 50, 40. Bishop, may pag-asa pa ba akong papayat? Okay. Iba sa inyo tumatawa. Iba sa inyo nakasimangot. Mamaya may magte-text naman sa akin. Kami namang matataba yung tinitira mo. Bakit ikaw lang bang mataba? Marami din ah. Okay? So hindi ako tumitira ng tao ha. Example lang to. 40, 50, 40. May pag-asa bang pumayat? Yeah. Anong vision mo? Ang vision ko, Father, ang vision ko, Father, is 36, 24, 34. Okay. Yan ang vision ko. Yan ang nakikita ko sa sarili ko. Very good. That's good. Kasi may pag-asa, kaya. Anong gusto mo? Okay? from 40, 50, 40. Gusto ko maging 36, 24, 36. Oh, galing. Okay, now planuhin muna ngayon. Paano ko planuhin yan? Ano ang gagawin ko para maabot ko yung plano na yan? What will you do? Ha? Bakit kayo nakatingin sa tiyan ko palagi? Huwag niyong tingnan yan. So anong gagawin? What is the plan? Okay, plan of action. Starting tomorrow after dinner, I will exercise. Ah, very good. Okay, mag-exercise ako. Ano pa? Magda-diet. So pwede isabay yung diet at exercise, di ba? Pag nag-exercise tayo minsan, kasi ganito yung alam nating exercise. Yan lang yung alam nating exercise. So i-combine mo yan, exercise tsaka diet. Ganito, oh. Huwag isubo sa bunganga. Dito lang pagkain. Papayat ka niyan. Di ba? So, okay, I want from 40 to 40, 50, 40, I want to be 36, 24, 36. So I will exercise, I will diet. Okay? Now, huwag niyong biglain. Ngayon, 40, 50, 40 ka, gusto mo pag-exercise mo bukas, dating ka na kaagad sa 36, 24, 36. Hindi, hindi kaya yan. Mag-set ka muna ng goal. Etong buwan na to, gusto ko 40, 40, 40. Oh, di kaya? Kaya ba? Kaya? Oh, kayang-kaya. 40, 40, 40 lang muna. Okay? Next month. Next month. 40, 35, 40. Okay na. Kaya. You're setting goals. By October, I will be 36, 28, 34. Dahan-dahan. Ganon sa katawan, ganon sa negosyo, ganon sa buhay. Set goals. If you have hope, then you should have a vision. Then if you have that vision, you set goals. Then your goals, plan how to hit your goals. You set objectives to hit your goals. Why am I sharing this with you? Because we are given a chance today, a new beginning, a new start. We may have failed this year. Maraming bagay na hindi natin naabot simply because we did not have hope. We lost hope. Simply because we did not have a vision. But now, the Lord is giving us a chance. He's giving us a clean slate to start with. What is your hope? Amen? What is your hope for your family? What is your hope for your community? What is your hope for your ministry? What do you see in the future for your family? What do you see in the future for your children, for your wife, for your husband, for yourself? Dapat nakikita mo yan. Amen? Ang taong walang nakikita sa pupuntahan niya ay parang bulag. Amen? You'll just grope in the dark, not knowing where to go. If you have hope, you have to see where you want to go. And if you have that vision already, plan, set goals and objective to hit that vision. Amen? So this year, as we journey 2026 with hope, with vision, with goals, let us plan our life. The plans of the heart belongs to man. Yan ang sabi sa Bible. Sino ang nagpaplano? Ha? Tayo ang nagpaplano. But the answer comes from the lips of God. So you plan, and God will bless your plan. You plan, and it is God who will cause you to work your plan out. Pag wala kang plano sa buhay, walang ibibless si Lord sa buhay mo. But if you have set a goal, you have set your plans in your life, and lay it before God, because it is your duty to plan for your life, then God will have something to bless your life with. He will bless the plans that you have set in your heart. Amen.